going straight to the point, I want you to tell me more about yourselves, and I'll start with you on my right.
Thank you very much. Actually, Yak John is my real name, and my music name is Tony Gwaifo, the plastic from Young Nation Music Entertainment.
Okay, Tony Gwaifo.
Yeah.
All right. And the one seated next to you?
Yeah, I'm by real name Shana Cole, mm-hmm. and my musical name I'm called Ugly Facil.
All right, and not forgetting that we have the their manager also in the house, and let me just take the opportunity briefly to find out what the manager's name is.
All right, I'm Manyanga Cole, and my nickname is PK Loves Panadol the Pain Killer.
Okay, that's a whole sentence for a nickname there. All right, thank you so much for that. And well, what inspired this particular song, Anafi Camp?
You know, I myself, Ugly Facil, I was born in Kakuma.
Okay.
Was born in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
That was in, I was staying in Group 6. That's where most of the guys, they know. And mostly, the life I spent in camp was not something easy. You know, we got a lot of support from various people. Mm-hmm. Like UN, they really supported us when we were there. Coming to the point, actually, we faced many difficulties. You know, in camp, you can observe what you have seen.
Mm-hmm.
And as we, the young generation, and God have at least tried to give us some talent, we have to expose it out and people to hear it outside.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in South Sudan at last, because our country is not yet stable. But with God, everything will be all right.
Right. And any inspiration for you?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, I was born in Western Equatorial State,
mm-hmm.
which is Meridi.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up there. In 2008, I went to the camp. And actually, that camp was in Lologo 1.
Mm.
That's where I was. And what inspired me actually there in the camp, you know, there are so many difficulties which we faced there.
Mm.
We really faced difficulties, especially children. Actually, I was there as a child.
Mm.
Yeah, though I grew up. Mm. As I faced so many difficulties, water, why not all that, even schools, you know, all those challenges. That what inspired us to just come up with the song. Because here in South Sudan, you know, our country is not all that settled.
I can imagine life is not simple in the camp. Well, what lessons did you learn from the experience you had from the camp?
You know, mostly, the experience I learned, mostly I myself, there was a shortage of food,
mm-hmm.
because the food which was brought was not enough for all the refugees.
Mm.
So you have to struggle. And another one to that, we have shelters, and the shelters are not all that which can really accommodate all of us,
mm-hmm.
because we are very many.
Mm.
And at the same time, you know, flood, when it's too raining, you know, you face a lot of difficulties, mostly cholera and other things, some sickness.
And how did you manage to maneuver through the challenges?
You know, I tried my best, not me alone, only my family.
Mm.
If my family were not there, I wasn't longer going to be on this earth.
Right.
Yeah.
And I can imagine you were very young. Do you have any memories from the camp?
Yeah, I still remember so many things.
When I was
there in the camp, you know, I really faced hunger when I was in the camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the food was not all that fine to me.
Mm-hmm.
Even the water were not all that good. I faced so many difficulties, not me alone, even those people who were in camp, like a pregnant woman, you know, they're really facing so many challenges, you know, there's no place for sleeping, water, you know, all those kind of things, yeah.
I know it's music time, and let's play a bit of your music. Is it possible to give me a cappella of your music?
All right, just
okay.
Simple, you know.
Ugly Facil, Tony Gwaifo, Young Nation Entertainment, Anafi Camp. When I see
suffering, cry down in the camp every day. Tears leaking from my eyes for the conditions my blood is living in there. We are living like slaves, and I become there is no freedom, no air. Orabunatai, we are crying for joy like others in air. This is my song to tell you the life we are living, they come now, and I become. This is suffering.
Thank you so much. Surely these lines just caught my attention. Tears locking in my ears and living like slaves. No freedom. This is my song. Every day is crying. These are surely strong lines. And is there a particular story that drew you to this?
Yeah, that is our experience mostly. Yeah, that it forced us to make a song, because when we keep seeing what is happening every day, so we have to make a song at least for the people to settle down and they bend their head down for at least to pray to God. You know, God is the only person who can do everything possible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we came up with the song. And
everything is taken by step by step. And yeah, why should someone who has never heard about you get interested in your music?
Yeah, we are having social medias, especially Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can also search our page, which is Ugly Facile and Tonic Wife, or our personal account. That is Ugly Facile. And mine is Tony Guay for orientation. And for our manager is PK Love Painkiller.
All right.
Yeah.
And where do you see yourself in 5 years as upcoming artist singing for social change?
You know, in 5 years, we can't just imagine. It is God who can make it.
Okay.
But the way we are trying our best, one time we can make it.
Yeah, but at least you should have dreams. Where do you actually see yourself? Yeah. Like in your head, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah, finally, we are planning, if God can make everything possible, if we can at least go to every camp like Kenya, and we have Uganda, an outside country like US, if God can really help us at least to go and entertain our people who are there. Yeah.
Okay. And this goes to you there. What would you like our listeners this morning to know about the plight of South Sudanese in the refugee camp and POC? I mean, since you both have an experience of the camp.
All right. Thank you, our presenter. Actually, what we want our listeners to hear down there is, there in the camp, life is not all that easy. Life is very hard. I just want to tell you all people outside down there to listen to the song lyrically. Higher.
Right. And what is your opinion?
My opinion to the listeners out there, there's nothing to be bothered. You know, if you hear the song, sometime you can lose tears. It happened to me several times when we used to perform the song. People do cry, but there's no other way you can do. Only thing they can do, let them keep their heart strong. One time thing will settle. We are fighting for peace ourselves. As the young generation, what we need is peace in our country. There's no one who doesn't need peace.
Right.
In fact, we need to save the young generation who are supposed to be the different people in the next future. So what they can do, it is only that they can let them know that life is hard there. But there's no other way what we can do about it.
Okay. And from your statements, it's very clear that only time can heal the wounds that we have on our hearts. And all right, before you go, what are your last words to our listeners this morning?
Thank you very much. My last word to all listeners of this morning is, we just want to tell you, just keep peace in your heart, though everything here is hard in South Sudan. Just keep peace, unity, and cooperation. Don't hate each another. Because we are one blood, one South Sudanese. And together we can stand. Together we can make it. That's the only word that I want to say just this morning. Thank you.
Right. And to you?
To all the listeners this morning, the only word I can tell you is a kind of encouragement. You know, what we need is peace, yeah. But just keep it in your heart. You should love one another. Let's share what we have, the little we have, and we help the sick. And other people. So let's not keep hatred. What we want in our country is to settle and to be peaceful so that we can still go back to school.
All right.
Yeah.
And thank you so much, Ugly Facile and Tonic Wifo. Before I conclude this interview, I remember introducing our manager. And manager, I have not forgotten about you. Yes. And just one question for you. What plans do you have for your upcoming artists? As a manager to these young people, where do you see them in 5 years, and what plans do you have?
I see them in a better place. You know, when they were like talking about this song, I was like, wow, this is the song I had wanted you people to bring up. So when they told me about it, I was so happy, and I told them, yes, you can release it. After releasing, we were also thinking of video, and the song was so touching. It was so touching, real touching. Even me, I dropped tears when I heard the song. you know, now the thing I can see is that in 5 years' time, I see these guys in a different area. I see them in a different level. And I see them teaching us with the South Sudanese who are already having that past, the past, so that we can work hard for tomorrow and make sure that peace is the happiness, because without peace there is nothing like happiness, and without peace you cannot enjoy anything. So what we should have is peace in the heart and peace outside. We need to teach. If we teach the young people bad, if we have to teach them about what happened in the past, the young people will not show love to each other. So to show love to each other, we must teach the people to do the best, work for the best, work for South Sudan, have love for South Sudan, and I think everything will be, and in 5 years' time, I promise you, these boys, these young artists, they will not just be here. Right. They will be all over the world and teaching South Sudan, especially the meaning of peace and the meaning of love. Thank you so
all
much.
Right. And with all that, I'm sure the sky is the limit for the young, ugly Fasil and Tonix Wifo. Thank you so much for coming this morning.
I see my people suffering, cry down in the camp every day. Tears leaking from my eyes for the conditions my blood is living in there. We are living like slaves, and I become there is no freedom, no air. Orabunatai, we are crying for joy like others in air. This is my song to tell you the life we are living, they come now, and I become. Suffering, the camp Danina cry. The way our people live in the camp, almost they die. I see suffering, the camp Danina. And in Africa, we have to struggle to see the future generation. But when life is turning so bad now, what are we gonna see tomorrow? Cause everyone is crying for hunger now. No education, hospitality is a problem. Children are crying, women are crying. Even water, no. Big problem on Africa. Even in sleep, you have to struggle. Big problem on Africa. Little boys, little girls go marry. In the camp, almost they die. I see suffering, the camp Danina cry. The way our people live in the camp, almost they die. I see suffering, the camp Danina. Suffering, the camp Danina cry. The way our people live in the camp, almost they die. I see suffering, the camp Danina. We are crying. The way our people live in the camp, almost they die. I see suffering. Suffering, the camp.